You're listening to A Midlife Less Ordinary, the weekly podcast giving you the lowdown on becoming a cool older dude. The good times are not a faded memory. It's time to start living them again. And here are your hosts, Wayne and Trev.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone. Welcome to A Midlife Less Ordinary. And as usual, I am Wayne. And today's title is Playing Chess, and subtitled Queen Bashes Bishop. Trev's getting his ball out. Trev?
Checkmate and a one out.
That's the Young Ones.
And you know what it's from the Young Ones?
Which one?
Seventh Seal, is it? With Max von Sydow? When the Reaper plays, there's a bit in the Young Ones after that, but it's got swearing in, so I didn't do that.
Everyone will be looking it up now.
Turning over a new leaf now. I'm not going to be so cheeky.
Oh, yeah, I believe that, yeah. Sorry, everyone. He's just being silly. He's obviously had to sniff at the old glue or something. Yeah,
sniffing the old Araldite.
Exactly, yeah. So, Trev, today, chess. What do you know about chess?
I can't even play it.
Well, this is why we're doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Can't even play it. Again, it looks quite funky when you see in the films and their time in it and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, in the movies,
But I know nothing about it. So hopefully Gary can educate me.
Today's special guest is Gary Perks. By trade, he's a ceramic tiler of high quality, I believe. And by night, he's a knight, being a chess piece.
Very
he's
good,
quite
that,
apt
very
that. Yeah, very good, Wayne. Yeah, well done. by night, he's a championship chess player. He plays at county level. And he's going to tell us all about the tactics, the kind of stress levels and the skill that you have to have basically to play chess, which I find quite stressful. I've played chess before, but
well, it looks stressful to the unchessed guy like me. It does look stressful when they're sitting there. I can see their old veins pulsing, not those kind of veins in their head.
I thought you was going to change over a new leaf about 30 seconds ago.
It lasted about a minute and a half.
So, well done, Trev.
It's a minute and a half longer than I thought it would last.
But yeah, I find it quite stressful. It's just because I don't like to get myself in that zone where you're thinking four or five moves ahead. I find the same with snooker. I prefer to just smash the balls, as they say.
That was a bit kind of just tell us how you feel, Wayne.
I didn't, you know that I wouldn't do that on purpose.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, that's why Gary's here today to help us out with learning about chess, and hopefully everyone will find it interesting. So we'll go over to Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for joining us today, Gary. We were looking forward to finding out something about chess, which is not something we currently know much about. So I'm hoping you can fill our guests in with it. So welcome to the show, mate.
I can't even play it, let alone know anything about it. So Gary will teach me at some point.
So, hi, fellas. Thanks for inviting me on. It's good to be here.
So no problem, mate. No problem at all.
So can you tell us a bit, Gary, about where you started playing and how old you were?
Yeah, of course I can. So basically, I started playing at my junior school. Now, I was a big fan of board games anyway, all the normal ones, Cluedo, Monopoly, Scrabble. And obviously, we had a new headmaster turn up at our school. And with him, he brought this game called chess. So straight away, I was like, what's this? This looks good. And obviously, I didn't have a clue how to play it. So obviously I said to one of my friends, I said, do you know how to play that? And he happened to know how to play it. So one lunchtime, we sat down and he showed me how to play. And I was hooked from the start. It is just such a good game. So obviously I got good at it quickly. So I learned to play. 2 weeks later, I was playing on board six in the chess team. I just naturally good at it. I picked it up that quick. And I was winning that game as well.
Oh, right.
So, so after 2 weeks after learning, I was playing in the team and winning.
So you like the tactical side?
If you enjoy something, doesn't it?
I like things where you have to think and work things out. And that is what chess is. It's a hard game to teach someone because you can learn how to move the pieces, but it's knowing what to do with them. And that is the battle of chess, knowing what to do.
Yes.
Now... Yeah. One
it
of my
life,
favorite,
really.
Yeah, absolutely. What it is, you can compare chess to life. It is sometimes.
Yeah.
We do a very basic amount of research for this show, Gary. Not that you'd know that, you'd think it was like a panorama, but we found out. I don't know. Obviously, you play chess and you play it to a great level, but we found out that it's like the origins of chess go back about 1500 years, apparently, in India.
Oh, they do. It does go back a long way. And I think you're right, actually. Yeah, you're right. It does. It did originate in India, I believe. It does go back a long way. I mean, medieval, sort of. It comes with the medieval theme as well, chess. Yes. That pulls you in as well.
Is that what the pieces are named after, Gary, then, really, the sort of medieval side of it?
Well, I don't know, really, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when you learn as a kid, pawns are prawns.
Rooks. You be careful what you say here. Trev's on here now. Yeah.
We used to call the rooks castles, and there we go. But that's a kid's. That's how a kid learns. You see, I'll move the prawns.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
That's that. We sort of learned ways like that in the early days. But you know, there's the trouble with chess. There is so many different ways you can go with a game. Now, obviously, I could have got to a really high level if I'd have studied. And that means heading chess books all the time, learning every possible scenario opening when a move's played at you. But I couldn't do that.
Gary,
I just love to play.
So what you're saying is, can you read about all these moves, or do you practice it against yourself, or what do you go about?
Yeah, well, the beauty is, now, back in the day when I was obviously only 7, 8, I wanted to play 24/7, but obviously we didn't have the internet, so I could only play at school. And my poor mum went to the library and got a book, how to learn chess in like sort of 4 hours. Wow. And she learned to play, but then I'd end up in tears because she weren't any good. So I was beating her after 5 minutes, and I'm saying, can't you play any better? I'm trying.
Is she trying to make you dinner or something? Yeah.
I had a different childhood to that, because I just got beat full stop by my parents.
Oh, here we go. Get your world's smallest violin out. Gary, when you start playing, I know I used to play chess, funny enough, a similar kind of age as you started, and then sort of give it up because of patience needed, I think. But I know the first thing you kind of learn once you've learned the basics is it free move checkmate or something?
Well, that's obviously what you do as a kid. There's even a two move mate. There's what they call the fool's mate, which is a four move mate. But you only play that on people that really haven't got a clue. So if you sit down against someone and you know they're absolutely useless, you try and be all hard and throw that.
Because they'll just laugh at you because you're trying.
Yeah. But the one thing that I've learned over the years, and I would never, ever, ever do it again, is sitting down in front of a child and thinking, this is going to be easy.
Because really, kids be as good as adults, can't they?
To be honest with you, I played a lot of my best chess as a kid purely because I had no worries. I had a clear head every day when I went to school. I had no work, no mortgage, no bills.
And
that's when I play my best chess, because when I sit down at the board, that's all I've got in there is that game. I'm not thinking, I've got to do that job tomorrow. There's nothing in there. It's an empty head. So as a kid, you tend to play your best chess.
You should be good at this, Trev, if it's about empty heads. Yeah, get that in there quick.
You could have that one, Wade. You could have that one. Don't you worry about that. I'll keep a note of that. Remember, I never forget. Vengeance is a dish served cold.
Bill. Thanks very much for that. This is about chess. Yeah, sorry, Gary.
That's right.
But is it do the same thing in reverse then? So when you've had a bad day, maybe, can you actually focus on a game and it relaxes you by the same token?
Yeah, it can do, because you can turn off from life. I look at it as that. I mean, basically, because I still play for a league now, if you've had a bit of a rough day, or there is things on your mind, sitting down and getting stuck into a game. Remember, these games aren't sort of half hour. They can go on for 2, 3. I mean, the longest game I played was 4.5 hours straight off.
Wow.
So it's, So they can be quite telling. So once you get into one, they do, because you do drift off into another world. But the worst thing about it all is the mindset of winning, losing and drawing. If you play a game for 4 hours and you win, you're buzzing. Yeah. If you play for 4 hours and you lose, it can really, really zap you. It really does knock you for six.
That sounds similar to sort of in a way, the way that that spoke about, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously, if you've got a nice clear kind of head and you're in a good zone, you can have the best round of golf ever. But again, you can go out of the golf course with all the worries in the world and let it all out on that. And I never really thought chess was like that, Gary. That's an opener for me. I never really thought of it like that.
It could
I thought
be it was
a very kind of stressful. Yeah, that's brilliant.
It depends which way you want to go with it. I mean, it's like everything else. It depends how you go with it. I mean, sometimes if I play a game, now, a few years ago, I actually stopped playing halfway through a season because I wasn't enjoying it. I was losing, but it's not the losing that bothers me. It was how I was losing. I was just throwing games away after 20 minutes, driving all the way to Thurrock and losing after 20 minutes because I've basically played like an idiot. So, just to put it mildly, so I basically I was going to retire. Yeah. I've had enough of this rubbish. I can't be doing this no more. But I took 4 months off, and I needed it. Cleared my head, and I couldn't wait to get back again.
But that says a lot about you that you come back to it not being funny, Gary. Yeah. Because a lot of people, I would have just given that up forever after that.
Yeah. Well, there's another story.
Shows Gary's love for it and all, doesn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, yeah. Because the thing is, as a kid, I mean, obviously, when I left, basically, I had my best highs at junior school at Temple Sutton. Basically, once we got into year, I think it was the last 2 years, I was on board one captain. And obviously, I loved it. I was winning every. I think I only lost 2 games out of 200 through my school years. But I was just, but this is kids, this is kids level. This
but you was a kid yourself, Gary. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a fair playing field, isn't it? It's level.
Yeah. But the worst thing was when I left to go to senior school, there was no chess at senior school. So I kind of then knocked it on the head a little bit. But the other thing as well,
when did you get back into it, Gary?
Well, I never not got out of it, but then my brother got an Amiga 500. Remember them? Amiga 500?
Yes,
and he got a chess game for it. So I used to go in there when he weren't on it and have a little tamper with that just to keep my eye in.
Right.
But of course, the other thing is, when you get to 13... I don't associate chess as being cool at 13 years of age, and I wanted a girlfriend. So I kind of thought, I can't do this chess thing, because people have this image of chess. That
it's a bit like the Pet Shop Boys. Yeah.
It's a bit like the Pet Shop Boys.
You took that word right out of my mouth, because I'd have rather have said I was into chess than admitting my other Pet Shop Boys when I was 13. So you got off lightly, Gary. I was absolutely branded. I was hailed out as the Pet Shop man. And I only had one album. No. It wasn't I was like a member of the fan club. I only had one album.
Yeah. Well, there used to be a competition held at the Civic Centre every Easter. And I played that as a kid, and then I thought, well, I'm going to have a go as an adult. So I think I was about 15. I say adult, I was still at school, but I had a go at the age of 15. I went back and had a go. I lost four games. It's five games held over 4 days. I lost four in a row, and I wasn't going to go back for the last day. And so my mum said, go back. It's just sportsmanship on your opponent. Otherwise, he's not going to have a game, is he? Yeah. So I went back and I lost. True. I lost five in a row, and I was shattered, absolutely shattered for losing that. It basically done me. But I think 4 years later, I went back again and won 4 out of 5 and come runner up.
Wow, good stuff. Yeah, redemption. Like Rocky.
I didn't understand the jump to adult chess.
Exactly.
That's a Rocky film right there. Yeah,
exactly. Play the music.
I wish I had that queued up. We're not that good, Gary, unfortunately.
exactly, man. Just trying to call it.
I had to turn my game around. I had to realise that you can't play the kid game against the adults. And I had to come home and have a real good rethink and redo my game and change it all.
Yeah.
Start looking at books to have a little look at what the best way to go is. And that's what I did. I changed to the adult way of thinking.
Your inspirational story has made me want to make a film and write a script about this. But it's already been done, hasn't it?
What, Night Moves?
Oh. Program, Netflix, not Night Moves.
Oh, that's ballet dancing,
about
sorry.
Chess, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his own back now. Yeah. Go on, get on. Carry on.
Exactly. One all. Anyway, but there was a program on Netflix. I did see the first. What was it called?
Yes. The Queen's Gambit.
On Netflix.
The Queen's Gambit. Absolutely fantastic yeah. program. Yep.
It was good, was it? I saw the first one.
Absolutely. I could totally see exactly her emotions on everything she was going through, but she was an absolute genius at the game. She knew the game inside and out. She could play a game.
Gary,
I don't know. Actually, that's a good question. It may. I don't know whether. Right. I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure. It may well be. Actually, I think it may
have
be.
To look that up. If to I'm be not honest, sure someone on could that one. Obviously, message us and tell us. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure on that. I should know, but I don't. But it's a cracking series. Right. What was good about it, there's a lot of people that watched that don't like chess that said they enjoyed it because you didn't have to understand what they were doing on the board to enjoy that programme.
Yes.
Obviously
that's a good
I'm looking
way of coming across, yeah, isn't it?
It is. But obviously, I'm staring at the board all the time and watching what they're doing. And I'm thinking, well, he ain't writing the moves down. You're putting there's no ink going on that bit of paper. So I could tell. But as a viewer, you could still enjoy that series without playing chess. That was the beauty of it and get into it. They even make you want to play chess, even.
You said about that, Gary, and being in a programme and a bit featuring chess. There's lots of movies, I can't name them now, but they seem to be in like Central Park in New York or something, and they have like sit-down chess tables and they time it. Is that quite common
you
with
know,
chess?
Well, do you know what? That is one of my ambitions. I would love to hustle in New York Park.
Yeah.
It's up there as one of my dream things to do, to go to New York as number one.
Yeah, I bet that would be brilliant.
And hustle the chess players in the park.
Yeah.
I'd love to
what
have
a thing to do,
that.
Yeah. If you went there, you'd have to do that, wouldn't you? You'd have
absolutely.
To.
I'd be straight there for that. That's speed chess. That's where you play maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes a game. And it's quick, rapid chess. Bang, bang, bang. I play that a lot now on my phone. There's a chess site I go on, and I play 3-minute chess because it's just quick and fast. You'll lose as many as you win. It's not the right way to play, but it's fun. It's a crazy
you probably have different strategies, don't you? Like quick, you probably have your own strategy, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. You can just throw pieces all over the place, and there's no right or wrong. It's just good fun. But that is a good call about the New York Park. I'd love to do that.
That dog thing, do they play for money then?
In the park?
Over there.
They do. You can do. Yeah, I don't know how much they play for. It might only be $4 or $5.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I believe so.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the hustles. Yeah, you can hustle and sit down and play. And yeah, I believe money does change hands on that, I believe, yeah.
Hmm.
So when you said about playing on the Amiga, Gary, obviously a lot when I was growing up, there was the number one player in the world. I think his name was Uji Nikobolikov or something. But sorry, I've got that.
That's the one.
No, he gets it. Third time.
Sorry.
That's
I'm not Kasparov. I mean, sorry, that was it. But, close. They're all off something, but. He was getting a lot of money, obviously, from putting his name to some of these computer programs. That mean they sort of put his brain—not his brain into it, obviously. But did they?
It's not Joe 91.
Yeah, it's not Joe 90.
Well, yeah, there was computer games out. I mean, he actually took on an IBM computer.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Yes, cracking thing to watch because he couldn't get his head around it because that computer. Because normally computers know what you're gonna do, and I think the computer beat him. And he was shocked.
Surely a computer can play a perfect game, can't it? I can't see how you can beat it if it's programmed.
The trouble with a computer is they don't make mistakes like a human does.
Yeah.
So you pretty much know what they're going to do to a fashion because they're playing the obvious. Now, with me, I remember playing a guy about 6 years ago in a Congress, and we played for about 3 hours, and I beat him. And he come out and he says to me, oh, you did that opening. You did the English opening. I said, mate, I don't know what you're on about. I said, what are you on about, the Queen's Gambit, the King's opening? I said, mate, I play to play. He goes, whoa. He says, well, that was a hell of a game. He says, I couldn't keep up with you. He totally outplayed me. And I said, well, I just play to play. I said, I don't study. I just see the pieces as I see them. And I move what I feel's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And
Gary,
that's how I play.
You mentioned then the word Congress. Is that what you call a round of chess then?
A Congress. That is what you would... A chess competition is called a Congress. Yes. So any chess competition is called a Congress.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So one of to be honest, our co-host should have done a bit of reference, found that out, but obviously he hasn't bothered. Thank you for your information.
I'm not even going there. It's 2-1. Right, you just wait. Yeah. Got test the guest coming up. Well, talking of which, let's actually, Gary, if you don't mind, new segment for this season. We're doing test the guest, which is not just pressure on you. Trev likes to join in because he didn't want to be left out in this season. Are you up for that?
Oh, go on then.
Here's our little jingle.
Nice. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Test the guest, we're going to test the guest, we're going to test the guest, we're going to test the guest.
Test the guest. So, sorry, I hope that hasn't scared you off. But
no, I'm still here.
So I'll start you off with, one that you'll just be able to answer, like Carol Vorderman on a countdown competition. And this is to Gary. Question one. What is the total number of squares on a chessboard? Do you want the?
No. I think I'm all right on that one. 8 times 8, 64.
Wait. There you go. This is the sort of questions we're talking about. This isn't.
I don't mind them questions.
Come out the traps.
Which
he come out of the traps like a flyer, didn't he?
Yeah,
flyer
to settle you in. So, question two to Trev. Now, this should get interesting. Which piece could be checkmated in chess? Do you want the multiple choice answers?
Yes, please.
Is it A, king, B, queen, or C, knight?
From my tiny bit of knowledge about chess, say king, because that's the highest ranked piece.
This is your favourite pop star. That's why you said it. Yeah.
Paul King, Love and Pride. What a tune. What a tune. And what a haircut.
I'm going to have to turn this up a bit now, Gary, unfortunately. What is the name of the governing body of international chess competition? Do you want the answers or the possible answers?
Oh, yes, please. You better give me the choices.
Okay, so it's A, International Chess Federation, FIDE. Is it the International Chess Organization.
Like that
no, that's
that.
Trevor's favourite.
I have a bit of chess organisation.
It does say chess organisation, ICO, or is it the International Chess Association, ICA?
I think, now I'm not sure, but I think to have a sensible guess, I'd say FIED.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Whoa.
Thank God you said that, because this chest thing, well, I don't know
brains,
if that was...
Brains. Whoa. Brains coming out. Brains.
I like to do
so
these...
So much knowledge.
These simple ones to Trev.
Question sounded horrible.
Yeah, it was a more difficult one. I'm going back to the simple ones now, just for Trev. Trev. Which is the most powerful piece on a chessboard? Is it A, king, B, queen, or C, knight?
Well, surely it's got to be king again, hasn't it?
What? Gary, do you want to put him right on this one, please?
Yeah, it's the queen, Trev.
It gets half a point bonus, half
really?
A clap.
So is this some kind of like new age sexual thing?
The queen can do anything apart from what a knight can do.
Yeah. To be fair, the king's the worst piece on
really?
The board.
Yeah, he can only move one space.
Yeah, it's the piece you've got to defend. It's the worst piece on the board, yeah.
I don't know anything about it, see? I'm
oh, here we go.
Clueless.
He hasn't even done any research, as he likes to put it, yeah. I think I'll go to Gary for one more. This Gary, I don't expect you to know this, but this is just a curveball one that just filled people in the chess thing. But who was generally recognised to be the first world chess champion in 1886? Trevor will remember this, but was it...
Trev was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was there watching it live, and that's why he knows so much. But
like that. Well done. Great game.
Good game. It's not for escape to victory. Is it A, Wilhelm Steinitz? Is it B, Stefan Leibniz? Or C, Alexander Pavlov. So it's...
Was there no...
Wilhelm Steinitz, Stefan Leibniz, or Alexander Pavlov?
I haven't got a clue. If I was going to have a stab, I would say C.
He's not going to say, we didn't expect you to know that one. I don't think anyone knows that one. Let's see if Trev does. Would you have a guess at this? Is it Wilhelm or Stefan?
Well, remember, you've... you've taken out one of the equations, so I've got with an unfair advantage.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Go on, 50. Ask a friend, whatever you want to do. Go on.
I'll go with A.
Very quick clap. Well done. At least you got one, half a point. There we go. That's the end of the test, the guest segment. Well done, Gary. Well done, Trev, I think.
You've done a good job, Gary. Yeah, very good.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Gary, going back to the chess and to give people a bit of knowledge, where would you recommend the people that are listening? I mean, you say chess is something that lasts you your whole life. It's not as if you lose your fitness. Oh, yeah. Do you get worse at it, though, as your faculties might, as you get older, maybe?
You get terrible as you get older. Absolutely useless at it.
Like everything.
Like everything. Yeah, it goes downhill. I've been having seasons upon seasons of nightmares. But saying that, we've just started playing in a league on one of the chess sites because obviously we can't meet up at the moment. And the first two games, I've won them both. So,
oh, fantastic.
And they've both been better than me. So, so I've started off quite well at the moment this season. Things are going okay.
Good. And long may it go carry on, mate. Long may it
But it'd be
on.
Nice to get back to league chess again, where we play in the South Bend and District League, where we play against teams like Basildon. And,
yeah, beat that Basildon lot.
Yeah, yeah, especially the old boxer that played for them.
Oh, who's that then, Gary?
Well, a few years back, I remember sitting down to play, and I thought, I know that name, Terry Marsh.
Oh, boxer from Basildon. Yeah, world champion.
Well, the fireman boxer.
That's the one. Yeah, I had the joy of playing him, and I had the joy of beating him up. I actually won. I took quite a lot of pleasure
out
of that.
Was he very good, Gary? You don't know if
he'll batter you in the ring.
He was okay.
Right.
He was okay.
I think he's older now. I think he's probably in his late 60s. So even if he wants to have a boxing match, you could probably still take him out, Gary. So don't worry about that. No problem. But that's saying
honest,
something.
Gary, you've been such a good guest. We've got your back on that. Let's come around your ass. We've got you, boy.
Yeah.
Nice one. Thanks, boys.
But that shows the diversity of the game. People like, obviously, he's would class himself as a gladiator of sorts, being a boxer.
Oh, yeah.
And he's playing chess because he gets that competitive thing out of it. Look at that, Trev. Look at that euphemism.
Our last guest. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Our last guest last week, who was an expert on Subbuteo, he tried to con me to say that Subbuteo, well, he did. He tried to pull the old the green field eyes. He tried to tell me that for some reason, chess and Subbuteo were very similar. And I really said, "Boblocks to that." But what do you think, Gary?
Being that I've never played Subbuteo, but obviously I know the game, right. I would say he might be onto something a little bit with that because it's tactical.
Really?
It's got to be tactical because you've got to think where you're flicking. So maybe there is something in that.
That is what he said.
Maybe he could be onto something because he's obviously got to think what he's going to do next.
I think Trev wants to play chess and flick the pieces around on there. I think that's what he's thinking.
He can do that anytime.
Yeah. Sorry, this is just a caning exercise, this one. Me against Trev. Sorry about that. We're taking it away from the chess. He's been horrible, that's all.
Exactly.
But Gary,
is it easy to join a club, kind of? Say, if I wanted to join, would it be easy for me to join a club?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, our club's Luke's. It's always looking for new members, and new members are always welcome, juniors as well. Doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter on your level of play, doesn't matter at all. Obviously, it helps if you know a little bit, but obviously, if it's something you really want to do in your later life as a hobby, why not? Why not? We'll always welcome new members.
Is it mostly men, Gary, or is it mixed chess?
It's mixed, but I would say there's more men than there are women that play.
Is that because of the sort of because it's the kind of connotations with war kind of thing, I suppose it appeals to men more? Or
I really don't know.
Men have got too much time on their hands, maybe.
Some of our junior girls are very good. I mean, one of our junior girls, she moved away to America with her parents, but I believe she's doing really well over there with the chess. She's winning things and doing very well. But it's a unisex game, but it does seem to go more for the men, I suppose. You walk into competitions and it's all these men.
What about the collectible side, Gary? Is it something like when you're into it like you are, do you collect certain boards and things and pieces?
You could do. I mean, I've got, I have got the silly side. I've got sort of like a Simpsons set, a Star Wars set.
I've got the Star Wars
Gone down that side with the pieces. But there are some very, very nice pieces, yeah, and they add up. They can go for sort of real, sort of proper money. Because people have them as an ornament, don't they?
Yes.
You can walk into like a diner, a lounge, and you'll see one on a coffee table. And if it's a nice one, it does look nice. It does look good.
Excellent. If you had a chess ball, because chess is quite associated with kind of intelligence as well, isn't it? If you're a good chess player, you don't really think the brain power that Wayne's got. If you did, had a chess ball, it would be something that you could buy to sort of impress people, and people walking, I didn't know you played chess. Oh yes, I'm a chess kind of. Yeah, I can see this. I can see how they.
Well, you could do. But if they turned around and said, cool, I haven't played chess in ages, do you fancy a game? Then you'd be caught out, wouldn't you?
And then you go, yeah, you're right. See, that shows you how shallow I am and how I try to impress people by a guy.
Yes. So you could end up looking stupid.
Yeah, like you have, Trev. Well done. A slow round of applause, please, for Trev. But,
one-handed clutch there, I believe.
I was thinking, Gary, as you were saying that, because I don't suppose you mind me saying, but you're in your profession, you're a ceramic tiler of high quality, from what I understand, and. That obviously is quite tactical in the sense of setting out and everything else, especially with the kind of designs and that you do. And I should think, actually, some of that kind of brain juice that you use for chess is used in your profession to a certain degree, maybe.
I really don't know, to be fair. It's a good call. I mean, I suppose to a degree it does.
Wayne coming out with that was very clever, I must admit.
He's trying to redeem himself now. Look,
I mean, when I'm doing
very good that.
Yeah, I'll give him that. I mean, when I'm doing black and white checkered, I suppose I'm doing
metro,
I?
Yeah, or something. Yeah,
I suppose when I'm doing a Victorian hallway, I'm kind of playing.
You could actually think to yourself, if I move that one,
throw the pawn there, knight comes out, queen over there, and.
There we go. We've given an idea there for a new tiling fashion.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, for all of us, that one. But is there anything else you want to know, Trev, before we sum up today or before we finish up today?
Well, to be honest, it does sound like it's quite a good hobby, to be honest.
It
comes across quite sort of sexy, really, I think. You know, people, you know, this kind of technical side of it, and the, you know, I must admit it has made me a little bit interested in it. It really has. I will actually have a look into this, I think.
Brilliant. Well, there you go. Look what you've done, Gary. You've done that. You've got Trevor.
Look what I've done. I've changed him.
You've definitely changed him
into a thinker.
I don't know if we go that far, it's a good start. Yeah, is it just quick, Gary? Where's the best place for somebody to start? Just go and buy a cheap chess set and play, or play on a computer.
Basically, there is so many online sites now. You're better off just going online and playing a few games on there. See how you get on. I mean, I play every day because what with the lockdown, I've been off. I've got a site I go on. I just tinker with it every day. Quick game, yeah, that'd do. And I don't really leave it alone. But yeah, that's the best place to start. And if you get really keen, then you can think, oh, maybe I'll join a club and go on from there.
Brilliant.
You know? Yeah. So that's the way.
What do you put on your phone? You said earlier, didn't you? So what site would that be?
It's called Lichess, lichess.com.
Right. Because we might be able to put a link.
We'll put that resource in the show notes so people can go to that. Thanks for that, Gary.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's free. Cool. Yeah, it's free. There's no adverts. You can just get straight on there. You haven't even got to create a name. You can just play. You just get straight on there and play. So it's the best one to go on. And you can choose. Yeah, that's it. And you can choose the length of the game you want. If you want to play a 45-minute game, you can. If you want to play a 3-minute game, you can. So that's the beauty of that site. You can play any length of game you want. So you haven't got to rush. You can take your time.
Lovely.
And there you go.
Sounds like something I might look into.
There you go. Chess from start to finish from Gary. We really appreciate your time today, Gary. I think that was really informative.
Yeah,
all jokes
you,
to
Gary.
One side.
It's been very, very good, to be honest.
I hope you've enjoyed coming
thank
on.
Thank you. My pleasure. Oh, it's really been great. Thanks for inviting me on, boys. It's been really good fun. Thank you.
No Lovely. Problem. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks very much for that, Gary. I found that really interesting. And I can't believe that a world champion boxer actually played chess. But then thinking about it, it's kind of that gladiatorial thing. I think I said that to Gary. You know, maybe that's why the tactics and things. What do you think, Trev?
Well, it just shows you what different people do different things, really. I think it just shows
different
you
strokes for different folks, as they say.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about?
I knew. I queued that one up, and that wasn't scripted. So,
yeah, but I think yeah. It sounds like they take it very seriously, which yeah. I don't think is a problem there. I didn't think it would be like laugh a minute chess. You know, I like the idea of the speed chess. I think the good thing about that is people just see it as like a really long, drawn-out game.
Yeah.
A bit similar to golf, like.
It's a bit like T20, the cricket as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think these things, that takes it away. But if you could play, I think as well, the whole idea of playing chess on your phone in your sort of dinner and like your free time, I think that's a good idea as well.
Well, maybe give it a go.
I suppose you can. I can't see myself. It's phone games, mate. It's not
my
thing.
Yeah, it's not your thing, is it? Yeah, we've spoken about games
thing.
And phone games. Yeah.
Actually, I remember very quickly about chess. One thing I do remember about chess, and it shows you what a film geek I am. I'm sure MacReady in The Thing is playing chess, isn't he, at the start?
Yes,
of the
yes.
Thing. And he gets fed up with it because the computer beats
That's him. Right.
And he pours his drink in. I don't know what. What bit he pours his drink in. And I'll have to watch it again, or if anybody knows straight off the
bat. I reckon it was an AMLO podcast mug.
Yeah, he probably, yeah. I mean, like, what part of the computer did he pour it in? Because I thought it would be like the floppy disk drive because of the age of it. But yeah. I'm sure he pulls it down, doesn't he? I don't know. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah,
if someone else knows, by all means, messages.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, as always, if you want to know anything else about chess, we can always ask the guest after hours.
Yeah.
No, it sounds a bit risky, but we'll ask him any questions you've got. AMLOpodcast.com. Use the blue voicemail or send us a message. You can do either. We always look forward to hearing your messages. I like chess. I just, like Gary explained, he had to actually give it up for a while. It's the headspace. I don't want to stress myself out at my age because of my blood pressure. So I struggle with it. But I might try it out. Yeah. I've got two or three chess sets. I might dig it out, play the little one because he likes it. He's starting to get to that age where he likes it now. But I don't want to be beaten by him. So, so it's a bit...
Yeah, then he'd love to...
Exactly.
He'd love to beat you, wouldn't he, at that?
Yeah.
That's the thing, because that's one over the adults, isn't it?
Or yourself and myself, maybe should play chess by post or whatever it used to be.
Maybe
first class stamp is too expensive, I think, now.
Yeah,
I can't afford it.
Yeah, it's 75p, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too dear. Yeah.
But I do like the idea of that kind of thing, like sending
one move a month or something, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? That is.
We'll never finish it, so we'll never get stressed out about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's say I'd lost two moves, I'd be like, oh, no, I can't be bothered with this.
Well, we'll think about that. Maybe we can put
it. Because
talking to these guests, it starts getting your juices flowing, so to speak, doesn't it, a little bit about these different topics.
I do like my juices flowing.
Oh, you did promise at the start. Yeah, I knew it was going to go to pieces. But anyway, thanks for listening to this episode, as always, everyone. Thanks, Gary, for coming on today. And we'll see you on the next one. Cheers, Trev.
See you later again. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please leave a rating and review and visit our website at www.amlopodcast.com to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Start living them good times. See you next time.